Hi there. The word for you today is your way or God's way. Psalm 25, verse 9, the psalmist writes, "He guides the humble in what is right." Did you hear the story about the old lady who earned a living by peddling her wares? Every day when she came to a certain intersection, she'd toss a stick up into the air. Whichever way the stick pointed when it landed was the way she went. Well, one day a man saw her tossing her stick into the air once, twice, then three times. He asked, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm letting God show me which way to go by using this stick." Looking at her curiously, he said, "But why did you throw it up three times?" She replied, "Because the first two times he was pointing me in the wrong direction." Hello. When you don't like the direction God gives you, do you pray, hoping he will change his mind and tell you what you want to hear? If so, you have never exchanged your will for his. Jesus said in John 15, verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Only as you stay connected to Christ can you bear fruit. Just as the life flows from the vine into the branches, so God's power flows to you, then through you, and begins to affect other areas of your life. The psalmist wrote, "He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." God will show you what is right for you, if you'll take the time to seek him. Are you doing that? Essentially, there are only two ways, his and yours. Look, if you're tired of doing things your way, why don't you get down on your knees today and ask him to show you how to do things his way? If you do, he'll talk to you, he'll guide you, and he'll bless you.